USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Kavanaugh speaks out.
The truth is, I've never sexually assaulted anyone in high school or otherwise.
The president's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, and his wife Ashley sit down for an exclusive interview with Martha McCallum on Fox News.
I'm not questioning and have not questioned that perhaps Dr. Ford at some point in her life was sexually assaulted by someone in some place. But what I know is I've never sexually assaulted anyone.
Accuser Christine Ford scheduled to testify on Capitol Hill Thursday. Meanwhile, Kavanaugh telling Fox News, I'm not going to let false accusations drive me out of this process.
I'm not going to let false accusations drive us out of this process. And we're looking for a fair process where I can be heard and defend my integrity.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A Republican Utah congresswoman fighting a claim from the left that she took illegal campaign contributions. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
A complaint against Republican Mia Love of Utah has been filed with the FEC by a progressive group in Utah claiming the congresswoman accepted more than $1.1 million in illegal campaign contributions. Love's campaign denied any wrongdoing, and she joined Fox News to talk about why she believes this progressive group is coming after her.
You know, I take away their narrative. I have worked together. I work well with even the Congressional Black Caucus. A lot of them are really good friends of mine. They don't like that. They claim the Nancy Pelosi and the DCCC claim that they like diversity. But if you think on your own, if you are an independent thinker, that's not the diversity they like. If you're a Republican, that's certainly not the diversity that they like. And they're frankly afraid that we're going to bring more people to come along with us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
It appears work on the Keystone Pipeline will finally get underway next year. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
The developer of the Keystone XL Pipeline says now that the U.S. State Department's concluded major environmental damage from a leak is unlikely and could quickly be mitigated, they do plan to start construction next year. TransCanada spokesman Matthew John, saying on Monday the company remains committed to moving ahead with the project after years of reviews by federal and state regulators. But as for that report issued on Friday by the Trump administration's State Department, it's quickly drawing sharp criticism from environmental groups who are pledging to continue to fight the project, which they still view as an environmental threat. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And speaking of oil, members of OPEC have just wrapped up their latest meetings in Algiers where they discussed supply and demand. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
Several OPEC members are pushing for higher oil prices amid lower production levels, so that may impact what motorists will have to pay. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com gives us the latest average price.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has dropped about 0.7 of a penny in the last week. It currently stands at $2.84 a gallon. That is still 28 cents higher than 1 year ago.
Both Mississippi and Alabama had the lowest prices at $2.52 a gallon, while Hawaii had the highest at $3.75. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.